Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from New York City, where they turned up the heat, literally turned up the heat. I haven't been out of the house yet, but I will, because this evening I'm going to see this circus thing called Spiegel World. From what I get, it's a kind of bizarre kind of circus, which will... I guess it certainly will contrast, maybe, to when I recently went to see Cirque du Soleil. I saw the show Zarkana, and I really like the show. Okay, but I go to many Cirque du Soleil shows. It wasn't like the best. It wasn't the worst, that's for sure. The worst was some show, winter snow thing, whatever, that they had at Madison Square Garden. But this, I think the thing that, I love the music, usually. But I wish it was in English so I can understand what the hell it was singing about. That I had absolutely no idea. There was a male lead, female lead kind of thing, from what I read or something. It was to be something regarding some romance or something. I have no idea. I didn't get anything from that altogether. The clowns were in kind of like weird outfits, and they had this LED digital things like in the background. At times I felt like I was with my friend Andra. I said to her, I feel like we're in the watching the Ten Commandments, and this is one of the plagues. So it was the snakes, and then there was the plague of the eyeballs. Yes. There was a guy next to me reviewing the show, and I asked him if he ever seen Cirque du Soleil, and he said that this was the first live show he saw, as opposed to, you know, corpses performing. And he was absolutely thrilled. You know, it's like he's a virgin, Cirque du Soleil virgin. Would I recommend? I would recommend the show, you know, like if you can get half-price tickets. But it's a good one. It's the best are always, well, I don't know, they're saying they're going to Las Vegas, and usually the best are in Las Vegas because they have their own home and they can do more stuff. There were a couple of things that I was looking at, a couple of the acts that reminded me of that I was watching America's Got Talent, because there was that thing with the like painting in the sand kind of thing. But anyway, so that was, so I'll report as to the show this evening. Let's see now because I haven't been on the air in a long time. I went to, it's called La Scuola Grande at the Italy. Okay, I went to this place in Manhattan called Italy. And, well, I guess our little Italy is like mini Italy now. And and I'm not sure when this came about, but this is a huge marketplace and in downtown Manhattan at like 23rd and 5th Avenue, and it's all, you know, Italiano. And what I did there, I didn't get a chance to take a tour and shop, but I did participate in a cooking class. Wait a minute. What's going on? What? Oh, Esther, and just you? Esther said she's going to kind of host with me for a little while before I bring on a guest who's going to be talking about some health products. But I'll get to that later. Oh, okay, okay. So I was, Esther, what was I talking about? Okay, thank you. I went to a class. It was Sicilian cooking that was involved in this particular one. Usually the class is led by Lydia of Italy. I keep forgetting. She kind of did the introduction, and then she had to leave. So this was a pretty cool idea. Get to know Italian food, and I understand that they have different like each month. I think they focus on a different area of Italy. I've been doing some stuff. I've been doing some stuff with the Grater's ice cream. Esther, did you like Grater's ice cream? Oh, yeah, because I paired it with the brownies. Yes. So you can understand in terms of this. Let's break for a commercial, then you'll understand. Yeah. Okay. What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale. Oh, yeah, and you can absolutely get these wonderful brownies on www.brownies.com. I think if you're in the Phoenix area, that's where they are. You can get them at stores over there. And I think there's a couple of places, some places on the West Coast in California that you can get them. I had noticed they're not the cheapest brownies in the world, but you got to understand. It's like, you know, you get what you pay for. You're getting like the best. And they're not like just to wolf them down. I mean, you really, you know, you have to, yeah. Do you agree with me, Esther? Okay. Oh, and you liked it with the ice cream. Well, with the greatest ice cream. What could be greater? Okay. Now, a little laugh here. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure. No, I'm sure. I get people forwarding things to me, and they always say, you know, and pass it on, or you'll piss in your pants, or, you know, pass it on, or your leg will fall off, or you'll, you know, all kinds of things like that. Your nose will fall off. No. Okay, not your beak, okay. But anyway, so I'm just going to basically, you know, pass on what was given to me This one was a group of jokes to offend everybody. So I'm just going to, you know, read them out. It's what's the Cuban national anthem? And the answer is row, row, row your boat. Okay. Where does an Irish family go on vacation? To a different bar. What do you call it when an Italian has one arm shorter than the other? A speech impediment. Why aren't there any Puerto Ricans on Star Trek? Because they're not going to work in the future either. Okay, got. Why do driver education classes in redneck schools use the car only on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays? Because on Tuesday and Thursday, the sex education class uses it. Okay. What's the difference between a southern zoo and a northern zoo? The southern zoo has a description of the animals along with the recipe. How do you get a sweet little 80-year-old lady to say the F word? Get another sweet little 80-year-old lady to yell bingo. What's the difference between a northern fairy tale and a southern fairy tale? A northern fairy tale begins once upon a time. A southern fairy tale begins, y'all ain't gonna believe this shit. And lastly, why doesn't Mexico have an Olympic team? Because all the Mexicans who can run, jump, or swim are already in the United States. Okay. The next one. Says, a study conducted by UCLA's Department of Psychiatry has revealed that the kind of a face a woman finds attractive on a man can differ depending on where she is in her menstrual cycle. For example, if she is ovulating, she's attracted to men with rugged and masculine features. However, if she is menstruating or menopausal, she tends to be more attracted to a man with duct tape over his mouth and his spear lodged in his chest with a bat up his ass while he is on fire. I like that one. Okay, here's one. I forget about that. Okay, the husband leans over to and asks his wife, do you remember the first time we had sex over 50 years ago, we went behind the village tavern where you leaned against the back fence and I made love to you. Yes, she says, I remember it well. Okay, he says, how about taking a stroll around there again and we can do it for old time's sake. Oh, Jim, you old devil. That sounds like crazy, but good idea. A police officer sitting in the next booth heard the conversation and having a chuckle to himself, he thinks to himself, I got to see these two old-timers having sex against the fence. I'll just keep an eye on them so there's no trouble. So he follows them. The elderly couple walks haltingly along, leaning on each other for support, aided by walking stick. Finally, they get to the back of the tavern and make their way to the fence. The old lady lifts her skirt, and the old man drops his trousers. As she leans against the fence, the old man moves in. Then suddenly they erupt into the most furious sex that the policeman has ever seen. This goes on for about 10 minutes while both are making loud noises and moaning and screaming. Finally, they both collapse, panting on the ground. The policeman is amazed. He thinks he has learned something about life and old age that he didn't know. After about half an hour of lying on the ground recovering, the old couple struggles to their feet and puts their clothes back on. Policeman is still watching and thinks to himself, this is truly amazing. I've got to ask them what their secret is. So as the couple passes, he says to them, excuse me, but there was something else. You must have had a fantastic sex life together. Is there some sort of secret to this? Shaking, the old man barely able to reply, 50 years ago, there wasn't an electric fence. What, did you find that funny? Yeah, but she forgot to laugh. Okay. Okay. Oh, I like this one. Okay. Here's some. If you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you would have produced enough sound energy to heat one cup of coffee. Well, it seems worth it. If you farted consistently for 6 years and 9 months, enough gas is produced to create the energy of an atomic bomb. Now that's more like it. The human heart creates enough pressure when it pumps out to the body to squirt blood 30 feet. OMG. A pig's orgasm lasts 30 minutes. OMG. A cockroach will live 9 days without its head before it starves to death. Creepy. I'm still not over the pig. Banging your head against the wall uses 150 calories an hour. Don't try this at home. Maybe at work. The male praying mantis cannot copulate while its head is attached to its body. The female initiates sex by ripping the male's head off. Honey, I'm home. What the? The flea can jump 350 times its body length. It's like a human jumping the length of a football field. 30 minutes. Lucky pig. Can you imagine? The catfish has over 27,000 taste buds. What could be so tasty at the bottom of the pond? Some lions mate over 50 times a year. I still can't believe the pig. Quality over quantity. Butterflies taste with their feet. Something I always wanted to know. The strongest muscle in the body is the tongue. Right-handed people live, on average, 9 years longer than left-handed people. If you're ambidextrous, do you split the difference? Elephants are the only animals that cannot jump. Okay, so that would be a good thing. A cat's urine glows under a black light. I wonder how much the government paid to figure that out. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain. I know some people like that. Starfish have no brains. I know some people like that too. Polar bears are left-handed. If they switch, they'll live a lot longer. Humans and dolphins are the only species that have sex for pleasure. What about the pig? Did the dolphins know about the pig? And that's it that I have. So what did you think, Esther? What did you think? You have nothing to say? All right. In that case, let's have I'll put on a song. Well, I checked to see what else I did or I'll be doing.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret. Maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings. Maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast. May turn each day into a
I go to Albany or Albany, and so I'll be doing a few things there. I think like for the first day, and then I'll take in also some of Cooperstown, and we'll have conversations about that as well. And that's that. I have some future trips coming up, but not going to talk about that. Since we're going to soon have our guest, I'll break for another commercial. And by the way, this is very interesting. You have to get that this commercial is supposed to be aired at the Sharks games. Now, as the way it is that you'll hear it now is the complete commercial that I wrote. And Steve did a great job in recording it, but nobody wants to read this on the air because they think they'll get too flubbed up. So they do their own shortened version, but so here's the full one of Able Ortho.
ACL, anterior cruciate ligament. The tear will bring tears, and while the rest of your team may be taking a knee, you'll be grasping yours. Anterior cruciate ligament will feel more like anterior excruciating ligament. You hear that loud pop and feel the pain. Your knee swells as you are assisted off the field and an ice pack is applied. For some, the pain and swelling will subside and may simply become a minor nuisance. For others, a significant disability. Able Orthopedic and Sports Medicine can bring you back in the game, specializing in arthroscopic ACL knee reconstruction surgery. It's a minimally invasive procedure that rarely requires hospitalization. With healing, recovery, and appropriate therapy and rehabilitation, you could be returning next season. Let Able Orthopedic return the able and disable. Able Orthopedic and Sports Medicine is located at 76-55 Austin Street in Forest Hills, New York. Call them at 718-897-2228 or visit them at their website at www.ableorthopedic.com. Able Orthopedic asks, how's your ACL?
Okay. I understand it's a little difficult, but, that's what I wrote. And, what can I tell you? I thought it was witty. That's what I thought. And the company approved of it. Okay, well, we have a few more minutes before our guest calls in. Just so you... the guest, by the way, I didn't write it down in my thing. Okay, I'll tell you who the guest is. Okay. Our guest. Okay, I'm looking at emails. Brendan Leonard will be calling in, and he is from... He's from Health Enterprises up in Massachusetts. That's who we'll be calling pretty soon. So, let's see. Do I have one more? I have one more commercial I haven't done in a while. I like this one, so that's why.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra leg room.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No. That is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room.
Ah.
I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue. Based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
No, okay. I haven't gone on JetBlue for a while. I just haven't traveled on the airlines lately. But I will. I like JetBlue. I like JetBlue, and I did like AirTran until they merged. No, they were bought out by, that airline that's always like on TV that they're dealing with. Everybody has a problem. Southwest, that's it. Oh, well. So what can we do in between? Well, there was something else I wanted to see. What else have I been, okay, I talked about, okay. Oh, yes. We're going to follow something. This is going to be an interesting thing because I'm going to be, I'm getting Fios. Fios came in my neighborhood, and I'm going to get it. And people, I've heard a lot of problems with the Verizon, not just the people who put it in, all kinds of stuff, having trouble with Verizon and Fios. And so I'm going to keep reporting on this. When they come to do the installation, I am actually going to record everything that the service person said. And then we'll get into that. And that will be in a couple of weeks or so. In the meantime, well, it looks like it's time to talk about health. And so I have on the air Leonard Brendan. Hello, Leonard.
It's actually Brendan Leonard, but how are
Brendan
you, Merle?
Leonard. Did I just say?
I've been called worse. That's quite all right.
Oh, you know, it's funny because it says on the thing here, on this particular, and I originally said Brendan Leonard, and I looked on the thing. It says Brendan, because I'm looking at tags. And it goes Brendan plus Leonard, and I said, oh, is his name Leonard? You know, because they, okay, that's the way that they write things, and it's
not
sure.
A problem at all.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, hi, Brendan, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Now, what I wanted to first get into, the product that I got, not because it's the world's best thing, and, you know, kind of thing, but I thought it was interesting, is this manicure toolkit, and the way it's designed, because you could take it on the plane, correct?
Correct. You absolutely can take it on the plane, and it's also more convenient, ergonomic, and has everything that you need when you need it. And obviously, in the time pressed world that we all live in, convenience and access and ease of use become important factors.
So, okay. So explain what's in this little, what looks like a big nail clipper, if you want to call it.
You know, it's not a bad way. You can almost think of it as it's the Swiss Army knife of nail care.
Yeah.
Right. It's in, and that's really the the aesthetic of it. But you know, it's a nail clipper. It has a soft silicone grip, so it's easy to hold and use. And then there are a variety of tools to take you through the entire manicure process. So you have the clippers, you have a nail file, you have a nail buffer, there's a nail brush, a cleaning stick, and a cuticle pusher. So basically all of the various tools that they'd use in the salon to treat a lady's nails, we've incorporated into one easy-to-hold-and-use tool. And it's really been developed with the user in mind, to try to make it more convenient, easier to use, to be able to take it on a plane or basically take it anywhere with you. If you're going to work and you have a few minutes, or you're actually able to sit down and relax and have a few minutes to yourself, it's what you need when you need it.
Right. It's the all my nail just chipped and I have to now fix all my nails so they all look alike.
Exactly. Exactly. And certainly the ability to take it on a plane, especially as we're entering the summer travel season, becomes just another peace of mind benefit to the product.
Right, because usually there's with nail clippers, there's the part that the, I guess, the file part that's pointy.
Correct. Yeah,
usually.
Many of them have a metal, you know, nail file associated with it. We've tried to really eliminate that from this component so that we still give all the benefit, but you don't have any issue with it being taken away at the security checkpoint.
Right. Well, it's not like the company is called Health. What is it?
Health Enterprises.
Okay.
And we design, develop,
and sell
products.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, this is not like the only product that you have. You have several products going.
We do. We have across many different categories. If you were in a CVS or a Walgreens or a Rite Aid, you may see them under our brand. You may see them under a store brand. We look to make people's lives better through better products.
Well, what in particular, like, do you have any other things that are like that you would say for travel in particular?
We do. We have products such as a motion sickness band, which uses the science of acupressure to provide drug-free, non-drowsy nausea. It's just a tremendous travel product. We sell quite a bit on cruise lines, but also in many travel-related stores and sites. And we also have a variety of pampering products that we've just launched. We have a line of TheraPet and TheraToes, which combine fashionable designs. Right now we've started with a zebra print with hot and cold, a hot and cold treatment so that you can, you know, massage your feet and get some therapeutic benefit after a long day, you know, in heels or on your feet. We also have a number of products that are in queue and development that will really
can we go back to, like, can you describe these the things for your feet? Like, what are they?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the first product is called the TheraPet.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it offers dual benefits. The first benefit is it has spacers built in, so it'll help realign your toes after a long day in heels. The other component to the product is it has gel built into it. So the entire product can go in the microwave for heating or in the freezer for cooling, and then you can apply it to your foot. You'll get hot or cold therapy in addition to the spacers to help realign your toes.
Okay. Now, is it something that you could stand up and walk around?
You could, although, you know, the recommended treatment is that you elevate your feet and get the full benefit.
Okay. So it's not something you're putting on your foot, you know, and saying, okay, now I'll walk, or you're putting it on, wrapping around your foot while you have your feet in slippers or anything like that.
No, exactly.
For you to elevate your feet and put this on and just wrap it.
Exactly. And whether you're sitting down or you had your feet elevated, either way, it's more of a pampering product than when you have a chance to get off your feet and give your feet a chance to relax a little bit as well.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Would this be something that would be great to take on the airplane because sitting and the circulation and all that other stuff, or?
It certainly could be. It's not an area that we had focused on for that specific product. You know, we saw a benefit, post-travel when you either get to your hotel or you come back home. But there would certainly be an option for travel as well.
Okay. And so is that so you have that product, and then you have more than one product that's for your feet, right?
Correct. We also have a product called the TheraToes, and what that product is it looks almost like a slipper, and there's gel built onto the top and bottom. Put your foot in there after putting the TheraToes either in the freezer or the microwave, and again you'll get that, you know, the refreshing heat or cold. Now the TheraToes and the TheraPet product have both been reviewed by the American Podiatric Medical Association, and they both received their seal of acceptance, which is a recognition of the product's benefit in promoting good foot health.
And let me ask you something, because I'm curious. How do you make the decision on whether it should be heat or cold?
It's really it's an individual preference, but, you know, predominantly it's if you have swelling or pain, you'd use cold. You know, if you're looking to improve, you know, joint flexibility, you'd use heat. This time of year, certainly people would be using it cold. But it really is an individual preference. We have many people who will use it from a heat perspective, especially during the winter months, just to provide some pampering relief. But from
right.
a, you know, from a medical standpoint, you know, cold is always better, you know, in the sense of, you know, helping to relieve pain and reduce swelling.
Okay. So that's a good thing to know, because that'll be a, instead of sticking your feet in ice in a pan of ice to, to relieve yourself, and it goes to the heat. I mean, we're having a heat wave.
Yes, we are as well, and we're in Massachusetts, so we're
we're
experiencing the same.
When, I haven't been out of the house yet, so I don't know. I will be going out, though. Okay. So, and I know, I mean, you have dozens of other products. So, like, you know what I wanted to ask you about? Because this was a whole thing, I guess, the Dr. Oz thing. The Neti Rinse.
Yes. Yeah, Neti Rinse, great product. Help relieve congestion, allergies, anything with, to do with the nasal cavity. And, you know, many people are familiar with the Neti Pots, which basically use a saline solution. And you basically pour it, you use you use gravity, basically. You have a Neti Pot, you hold it above your head, you tilt your head, and you try to have the saline solution basically go in one nostril and come through the sinus passage and come back out the other nostril. Great product. The people who use them love them, swear by them. We've developed a product that's an easier-to-use version of the Neti Pot. It's a product called the Neti Rinse. And basically what we have is we have a syringe delivery system. So instead of trying to contort yourself to have the power of gravity flow that saline rinse through the nasal passage, you actually use a syringe. So you're using, you know, the an easy-to-use delivery device where you can control the flow. You can stop if you need to. We have an antibacterial tip on there. We have two versions of the product. We have one that comes with 50 saline packets. We have another one that comes with 10, depending on what your individual need is. You know, many people do enjoy the 10-pack product for travel.
Right.
So then they can, it's easy, it's portable, it's low cost, and they can go and they can have it with them as they travel.
Is there a particular reason why you use saline solution versus just water?
Yes, it's better for the nasal passage itself. If you used straight water, it can cause pain for some folks. And the saline provides, it's a better cleansing rinse as well.
Okay, so in other words, it's not that you can't use water. It's just that it's not the best thing.
Right, we would strongly recommend against it.
Yeah,
anyone who's doing a you know, a Neti Pot type product, and
right.
you know, could even be, you know, the Mayo Clinic, for example. If you were to look up a nasal rinse, a Neti Pot, you know, there are folks that will basically mix their own solution. But you always want to make sure that it is a saline-based solution and not just use straight water. And there also has been some press recently that you do want to use either distilled water or boiled water that's been previously cooled, just to prevent any bacteria from entering the nasal passage.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I always wonder like that, because also, you know, like if you're putting in eye drops or things like that, I know that you don't do it with water.
Right. Well, and it's similar to, you know, to these in the sense of, you know, how is it balanced to do the best possible job for, you know, for the nasal cavity.
Right. And speaking of eyes, you have an eye mist. Now, are there a lot of people that get dry eyes?
There is. It's a significant problem, and it's a problem that is getting worse. It gets worse as we age, and it's also, you know, some of the challenges with the environment or the fact that we're on computers so often. When we're on computers, we don't blink as much as we, you know, when we don't blink as much, we're not hydrating the eyes and tear film. And it's a problem that's significant today that is continuing to get worse, both as the population ages and as we're exposed to more environmental factors. You know, we're not outside as much, and when we're on computers, there's an entire issue with computer vision syndrome where, you know, we just don't blink as frequently, and as you do that, you exacerbate, you know, the potential for dry eye.
Huh.
And the product that we have is the Nature's Tears Eye Mist. It's the only all-natural dry eye product in the world. It actually has a grade of water. It's called tissue culture grade water. It's among the purest forms of water on the planet, and the IP, the intellectual property behind that product, is in both the water and the delivery device, so that as you spray your eyes, you get a relaxing mist, but more importantly, you're adding moisture back into the tear film. So even within other dry eye treatments, the drops, they're trying to seal the moisture in. This product, the Nature's Tears Eye Mist, is actually additive. It's adding moisture into the eye. And so it can be used in conjunction with eye drops, and it can also be used on its own. And the beautiful part of the eye mist is, because it is all natural, you can use it as frequently as you want. And typically with eye drops, because they are chemical-based, you know, you're supposed to use them at specified periods during the day. But with the eye mist, you can use that as often as you'd like throughout the day, and there are absolutely zero side effects.
Would you use it, let's just say, you know, I don't seem to have a problem. I don't feel like my eyes are not tearing or whatever, feel that they're dry. Would it, you know, be okay just to say, let me do this like once a day anyway?
Absolutely. But there are some people who use it strictly as either as a cosmetic component or as it feels refreshing. You know, for inside, we're on the computer. It's a great little mist that can help, you know, revitalize and refresh you, at a very low cost, given that there are probably 100-plus sprays that you'd get in the course of a one-ounce bottle.
And I assume you're spraying while your eyes are open, right?
Yes, which is a challenge for some people. But, you know, as we instruct you to do, you do one quick pass back and forth, and you'll be amazed by how much moisture you will add back into the eye.
Okay, so I will. I'm going to do this actually on the air.
Wonderful.
I'm going to open up this box. I know you probably didn't know she's got products in the house. I've been trying to do this for a while. Well, I got is two.
There should be two 1 ounce bottles in the box.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure one wasn't one for something and one for the other. Okay.
And just when you start from the side, almost at...
aim it. In other words, you're not aiming it directly.
Don't aim it directly in your eyes, no, because it can be disconcerting. So what you want to do is you want to start almost from where your ear is. And just as you spray, just move your hand back and forth, back in front of your face. You know, and just a quick pass back and forth.
Okay, just did that. Oh yeah, it is nice.
It really is. It's people that don't have dry eye still enjoy using the product, and the people that do have dry eye absolutely love the product. And
well,
it's a product.
Actually, I got to tell you that's interesting because it's like passed on one side and not the other, and I actually can feel the difference.
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm, so absolutely.
Now I just did the other one. Now they're equal. Oh, that was good. That was refreshing. Okay. Now, let's... I have one more product here, the Therapeutic Foot Massager.
Fantastic product. That one was reviewed and received the seal of acceptance from the American Podiatric Medical Association as well. We've had a great response to that product. What's unique about it is you can remove the side, and it's hollowed out inside the inner chamber, You can fill that with ice cubes and cold water. Again, if you want a cold massage, or you can fill it with.
That's why it screws off. I'm going,
yes.
What's the point?
And you can fill it with warm water if you want, you know, more of a, you know, a soothing benefit. Or you can use it without any additive, and it just gives you a basic foot massage. But with the design of the item, you'll notice that each of the side ridges is raised, and it's raised for a very important reason, and that's as you're using it, your foot will not roll off the side. So it offers you better control over the product. There's also a black O-ring on either side, and the reason for that is if you're using it on a hard surface, whether it be, you know, a wood floor or a tile floor, that O-ring will give you better traction. So again, you'll be able to use it and get a better massage. And as you use it, you can put more pressure on to get a deeper massage or less pressure on to have a lighter massage. It's a product that we've sold to professional sports franchises, to Zumba instructors, to, you know, moms and dads who have been on their feet, to, you know, business folks who have been traveling. It really has a multitude of uses, everything from straight pampering to, you know, very, very therapeutic in nature. We've had folks with foot issues and ankle issues who use it because of a better stretching device, right through the folks who use it for, you know, the therapeutic hot or cold, or, you know, a basic massage.
You know, I'm going to try the therapeutic things, like when I do things like I have to, when I'm walking around a lot, like if I'm going to, like an expo or something, and then I come home and go, oh, please.
it's a fantastic use for that product. When we go to trade shows, we always have people stopping by the booth asking if we've got a few extra foot massagers.
the last thing I want to talk about is tea tree oil. That's yours, right?
Yes, tea tree oil is ours.
Okay.
And what
about it is like such a big deal?
You know, it's one of those naturally occurring substances that has a multitude of uses. As an antiseptic, it's an antifungal. We've had people that use it. It's great for head lice. We've incorporated it into a formulation we have for a pesticide-free lice solution. It is basically nature's medical cabinet. You can use it for so many different uses. There are people that, you know, now you see tea tree oil shampoos, because people want to get that benefit on their hair from a cosmetic basis. But it has so many different uses. We have people that use it to help get ticks off of dogs that, you know, they tell us. It's amazing when you speak with folks on the multitude of uses for the tea tree oil.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. Okay, I'm just going to – a mosquito bite, would you put it on there?
You certainly could. You certainly could. I mean, you would be surprised by the various uses that
help.
People come back to us. You know, people use it for athlete's foot. They use it for nail fungus. They use it for scrapes and cuts. It's an amazing product.
Is it okay to, I don't know, to consume, meaning that if you put the, I don't know, a drop in it and you wanted a gargle or drop in it, or because
I've heard of people that do that. You know, we personally have, as a company, have not fully vetted that use of it. But we know people that will add it to shampoos, for example. We've heard the stories of people who use it for gargling, although we can't, you know, explicitly condone that because we haven't done the research to verify that.
Well, you need to do it. Need to do it and let me know. I've also seen, I know, somebody had something with tea tree oil and they were like toothpicks.
Yes, I've seen those as well.
And it's supposed to be for your breath or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. I mean, there are, as I said, as many uses for tea tree oil as you could possibly imagine for anything.
But that can be an entire show.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
And it has a tremendous following. you know, there are the people who use and love tea tree oil are an extremely loyal group.
Okay, I'll have to look into it, because I think that might do for an article within itself.
Oh, it absolutely would. Just a tremendous product.
Okay, have I left out any other particular product that you want to tell us about?
No, I think you've done a great job in bringing to light many of the, you know, the new and innovative products that we have, and you know, we do have a fairly robust new product development cycle. So, you know, we'd look forward to speaking again in the near future and sharing with you and your listeners what's new at Health Enterprises.
Okay, so if they want to get the information, do they go to www.healthenterprises.com?
Correct. They come to that website, and you know, we can share with them where they can either buy it locally at one of their pharmacies, and if they can't find it at one of their pharmacies locally, we can help them purchase it online.
Okay, so this is not an online thing. It's something you can get you should be able to get in your local stores.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's.
And as I said, if they have any trouble, we can certainly help them with that.
Okay, that's really great. Okay, well, I appreciate you calling in and sharing all this with us.
Well, and I appreciate the opportunity.
And I'll try to follow up. I'll use all of these things.
Well, please do. Please use them. Let us know how they work for you, and we're always interested in feedback, good or bad. You know, good, obviously, so that we can share it with other folks. And even when we get some negative feedback, you know, we'd rather hear the negative feedback from our customers so we can find a way to make our products better.
Right. Well, I would put, like, if I do some, like, pros and cons.
That's perfect.
Yeah, you know,
that's
that
perfect.
Kind of thing.
We always like to hear that.
Okay. I'll do that then. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brendan. No, I didn't call you Leonard. Thank you.
Thank you, Merle. I greatly appreciate it, and yeah. We look forward to speaking again.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.
And don't go outside.
Not for long, anyways.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. I'll definitely try all the I like that I think works really nicely now that I have been staring at the computer. So. Well, I am going to leave you now. What? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Eunice. Because you were too busy. You were lying down sleeping someplace. I didn't want to bother you. Okay? So, Eunice, next time, you can come and talk next time. Is that all right? Would it be okay to wait for next time? I'm not sure what I'm doing on the next show. Well, I wing it. You didn't find that funny. All right. With that, I'm going. With that, I guess it's time to go. Okay, everybody. So.